A familiar scene in airports all across the United States. Long lines for canceled flights, lost luggage, but more than that, missing memories.
I have there my mother's grandmother's christening dress that I was going to use for my granddaughter that was just born, that we were going to christen her, and I'm afraid that that's going to get lost, and it goes, it's priceless, it goes a great sentimental.
She's been here every day looking for her luggage. She's not sure when she'll get it or when her granddaughter will be baptized. Everyone in these long lines has a story to tell.
Eventually, I just left the line after being told that we probably wouldn't get a flight to D.C. until the 28th, and paired up with a family, and we all drove together to D.C.
And then I stood in line for about 3 hours, got rebooked for another flight that was supposed to leave out at probably about 9-ish. And they said, okay, and about midnight, that one was canceled.
The severe winter storm saw almost 20,000 flights canceled during the height of the busiest travel season of the year. But most airlines have recovered. Southwest Airlines, a mostly domestic carrier, has canceled the vast majority of them.
It's just the fact that this one started west, swept east, and impacted almost every single one of our largest airports that put us in a position where we struggled to recover.
These lines are not going to get shorter anytime soon. The CEO of Southwest says they're only going to fly about a third of their scheduled flights. That could take days. Department of Transportation says it's going to investigate, but the airline's going to have bigger problems than that. Everyone I talked to said they had no intention of flying Southwest Airlines ever again. Patty Colhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.